We are, what time is it? 9:14. I don't plan to spend more than 30 minutes on this, if that. These are the motions that, the 9 motions that Ted sent to me that I put on the new business. I am going to go through them one by one, and say what was done and what was not done and what you can talk to Ted since they were your motions. Number one, move that by the KPFT. Huh?
Madam Chair, so why can't we go with the motion that is on the agenda?
Where is the motion on the agenda?
Motion by Weinman, adopted this day in effect.
Because he's...
Okay.
You know, he's not on here.
So, Madam Chair, let me make a motion to postpone consideration of that motion because Stan's not here to address
it. Right. And what I did, since he's having computer problems, we're going to deal with that in executive session, which will be next week. My tentative date for that is December 17th. Now I have to get with Sandy to go through that, but I said December 17th. At first I gave it 30 minutes. Now I'm going to give it an hour so we can put Sandy's motion in there because Sandy's motion deals with operation and he does need to be the one to talk to you about it.
So because but not executive session.
Well, that's the quickest way to do it, Teresa. And not wait for a whole month? No.
But Madam Chair, it doesn't fall under executive session and we don't need to have an executive session.
Point of order, won't it be the decision of the just elected chair?
Madam Chair,
well, he wants it addressed before the January meeting.
So it can be a special meeting.
Madam Chair, I'm asking for the floor.
Yeah, you can have a special meeting for it. Yes, Adriana.
Yes, what I'm saying is the bylaw amendments need to be in open session, the discussion. And we don't need executive, special.
I thought y'all said we needed executive session.
No.
It's
an open meeting. What need is a special delegate assembly meeting, but need to be in open session. And doesn't matter because, we can put in a special meeting without any problem. An open one. Sandy wanted it, the whole LSV, the officers need to agree to put in a special session.
Oh, I know.
No, need to be open because the discussion of the bylaw must be open.
Okay. So, you know what? I'm going to refer this to Sandy.
I'm gonna refer this to Sandy.
Like I said, I was referring stuff to committee. Sandy is the new chair. I'm gonna refer this to him. Yes, Madam, Richard.
Madam Chair, can one of us, can somebody else move that motion that's on the agenda that
for Sandy?
Yeah.
Madam President,
if that's what you guys want to do,
I will make the motion.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, Madam Vice Chair. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. What you mean, Madam Vice Chair? I ain't no Madam Vice Chair, but anyway, we move. Sandy just called me. Yes, this is Paula. Sandy just called me
for a couple more minutes.
It kicked him out. When I logged back in, it kicked him out. So he's going to just come back on.
Okay. Is he on yet?
No, he hasn't came in yet. I'm here, so I'm waiting for him to come through so I can let him in.
Okay. Just let me know when he comes back in.
Oh, that's a good looking picture you got there.
Okay.
Well,
so
thank
Richard,
you.
Is that you? Wow.
Yes, it's me.
Wow. I gotta get me a costume.
God. So can we wait till Sandy gets back on? All right. With that, I'm moving to these other motions like I was doing. You know, my goal is always to move it. All right, motion number one from Ted. Move that the KPFT LSV meeting in January. The general manager provide the board with a list of Spanish English speaking individuals who are candidates for programmer positions on KPFT with a summary of the program they may host. If they are no longer candidates and the program is scheduled to air, we would like to know that. Didn't he address that in his report?
I did address that, yes.
Thank you, Dr. Franklin. Moving along. The GM provide the board with a list of PSAs. And now I know you addressed this. The GM provide the board with a list of PSAs that have aired that provide advanced publicity for current shows. We would like the time, length, and name of the program being promoted. That the GM provide the LSB with a timeline related to publicity for the upcoming town hall meeting and all other pertinent information related to that event. Did you not address all of those in your report?
I addressed all of those, yes.
Thank you. I move that our December meeting, we elect a chair. That didn't even need to be a motion. I move that we move into committee of the whole to discuss the relocation of KPFT. I think that we have, Dr. Franklin and Lyndon have both talked about the fact that we're waiting to see what's going on with the building. Did we not say that, Dr. Franklin?
Yes,
we did. Everybody's going, yes. Okay. Now here's one that I think y'all need to listen to. And we need to vote on it. I move that in addition to 30 minutes of public comment at 8 p.m., the LSB allocate 20 minutes at the end of our meetings for another round of public comment. Each speaker will be limited to 2 minutes. People who have not spoken during the first public comment will be given priority. Your pleasure. That was the motion. Is there a second for that motion? Oh, no second. Okay, so that motion fails. Moving along. I move that a special committee be formed to evaluate all general managers who have been in this position since the last GM evaluation. This committee shall be open to all LSB members who wish to be on it. The committee will select its chair. This focus of work should be the current GM. Don't we already have a committee with that, man? MSRC? Does that not handle that? Okay, well, I'll refer that to MSRC.
Number six. For information.
Yes, Ted.
Who is the chair of MSRC?
I have no idea.
Well, then I don't think there is one, and I don't think there is.
Well, it used to be Sandra, so I don't know whether Sandra is or not. Sandra's not here to say.
Let's postpone that until next month.
Okay, we're sending it to committee, MSRC. I move that the LSB schedule. Okay, listen up. Here's one to vote on. I move that the LSB reschedule its meetings to Saturday afternoons from 1 p.m. till the agenda is completed. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
Have discussion.
May I ask what the reasoning is for that?
Ted?
Yeah, this meeting tonight is atypical. We're getting through a lot of business and it's great, but we have had meetings where we have failed to complete the agenda, and with new committees forming and committee reports coming together, We don't have sufficient time on a Wednesday night to do this. I'm not hell-bent on it being on a Saturday. It could be a Sunday. It could be a Friday night. But the bottom line is that over the many years that I've been on this board, Wednesday nights have been inadequate. A number of others, I don't know if it's a majority, but a number of other Pacifica stations meet on the weekends for just the reason I just described. We've got a lot of work to do, and we could meet in committees of the whole during longer meetings to talk about the move, to talk about marketing this radio station, and doing whatever it can take, whatever we can to connect with the community so that we can have a lot more people than the 24 on this board to do the work that needs to be done. That's my rationale for moving it to the weekend.
Anybody else?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I appreciate that response. Thank you, Ted. And it's good to be working with you again after all these years. Good to see you. I'm obviously a complete newbie on this committee, but I've been sitting here since 7 o'clock this evening. And I think we're getting through a lot. And I think it's a very good, it's good discipline for a nonprofit board made up of all volunteers to get through business on, in a timely fashion. Personally, I think it's a good exercise. And I think the more time we give to a meeting, I think there's a management principle based on this, is that it will take up all that time. But if we allow ourselves a certain amount of time to get through an agenda, to complete business, we will actually do it. We may surprise ourselves.
Anybody else? Thank you, Lillian. Okay.
Madam Chair,
I would like to.
What? Who has said, Madam Chair? Go ahead.
It's Sandy. I got through by phone. All over.
Hey, Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
Thank you. I'm going to sue Hewlett Packard.
Okay, I'm going to get to your motion after I finish it.
And
we almost, and we're almost finished. We're almost
Madam
finished.
Chair, call the question. Yeah. There's been someone spoke in favor and someone against. Call the question, please.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to move our meetings to Saturday.
Wait.
To meet all day long on a Saturday.
Can you repeat, please, the motion?
That was your motion.
Can you repeat the motion, Madam Chair?
Okay, the motion was, I'm going to read it exactly like it was written. I kind of paraphrased it. I move that the LSB reschedule its meetings to Saturday afternoons from 1 p.m. until the agenda is completed.
No.
It's been moved and seconded.
On your point of order.
She already called for the question. Where have you been?
Yeah, where have you been for the whole year? A call for the question requires a second and a two-thirds vote. Just calling for the question does not mean we immediately go to a vote. Where have you been all year?
Be nice, Ted. Be nice. I'll second the motion.
We already seconded the motion, Richard, and she called for the question.
Seconding the call for the question.
Oh.
So Richard seconded the call for the question.
Oh, okay. Second for the call for the question.
It takes a two-thirds vote to call the question.
Shut the fuck up, Ted.
Bill.
Yes. You
please
make the vote
do this.
On the question. You could just ask his objection to going on to the vote on the motion.
You just asked it. Is there any objection to go to the vote on the motion?
Yes.
What?
Okay, so now we're voting on calling the question, which means cutting off debate. So a yes means we'll cut off debate and immediately vote on the motion.
Right.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Teresa votes yes. David Britton?
Yes.
David votes yes. Lillian Kerr?
Yes.
Lillian votes yes. Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Henry Faust?
He's not here.
Can't hear you. Okay.
Oh, no. He left.
Okay. Bob Gartner.
Yes.
Bob O.G.S. Patrick Hoyt. I believe
he's not absent. Here.
Wally James is excused. Mike Lewis.
He's absent.
No.
He's absent.
Mike Lewis. What was that? No?
Yes. No.
you don't know what?
Which was this now? How do you vote?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Mike votes no. Marianne Martinez.
No.
Mary Ann votes no. Sean Kelly McPherson.
A point of order, Madam Chair, I apologize.
I'm sorry. We are in the middle of a vote. Thank you.
I understand. I wanted to clarify what the vote is. The vote is about calling the question. It is not for or against.
Yeah, the vote is to cut off debate. That's what we're voting on. Okay, I can hear you, Mac. Paula Miller.
No.
Paula votes no. Frank Pratka.
Yes.
Frank Roach, yes. Nancy Sabara Narutomi.
Abstain.
Abstain. Jane Scheidler. Can't hear you, Jane.
She's not at a computer.
Deb Shafto. You still there, Deb? Can't hear you. Bill Stone?
Yes, cut off. Yes.
Okay. Bill votes yes. Chrisandra Richard Giselle.
Yes.
Richard votes yes. Sandy Weinman.
Yes.
Benny votes yes. Ted Weiskel.
No.
Ted votes no. Venetia, I'll come back to you, Venetia. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Egberto votes yes. Susan Young.
Yes.
Susan votes yes. Going back, speak up if you're one of these people that I didn't hear. Henry Faust, Patrick Coy.
He's not here.
Mac, Sean Kelly McPherson, Jane Scheidler, Deb Shafto, Cassandra.
I did vote yes to call the question, to move the question.
Oh, Bill Stone?
No. Sean McPherson.
Yeah, I got
Sean
you.
McPherson. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Okay. So let me count. Maybe 11 yes. 4 no. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
You vote yes?
Yes.
12 yes and 4 no's. Does anybody need the abstention count?
It was one.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah, it's irrelevant, but okay. So the motions to cut off debate is approved because it's passed by at least 2/3.
So now can we call for the question?
We just did.
Now we vote.
We vote on your motion.
Yes, please.
Since you say I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, so this is voting on Ted's motion. Teresa Allen?
Allen says no.
Teresa votes no. David Britton?
No.
David votes no. Lillian Kerr?
No.
Lillian votes no. Adriana Casanave?
No.
Adriana votes no. Henry Faust.
He's not here.
Not on the call. Bob Gartner.
I was distracted. What are we voting on now?
No. We're moving on, please.
Ted's motion number 6. I'll come back to you. Patrick White's not on the call. Wally James.
He's not here.
Oh, yeah. Excuse. Mike Lewis.
No.
Mike votes no. Marion Martinez.
No.
Marion votes no. Mac, Sean Kelly McPherson.
No.
No. Paula Miller?
No.
Paula votes no. Frank Pratka?
No.
Frank votes no. Nancy Sabara Narutomi?
No to LSB meetings on Saturday afternoon.
Nancy votes no. Jane Scheidler? Can't hear you still.
She's not at her computer.
Deb Shafto? Mm-hmm. Can't hear you, Deb. Bill Stone?
No.
Bill votes no. Chrisandra's not here. Richard Giselle?
No.
Richard votes no. Sandy Weinman?
No.
Sandy votes no. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Egberto Willis?
No.
Egberto votes no. Susan Young?
No.
Susan votes no. So, let's see. Bob Gartner?
I vote no.
Bob votes no. And I didn't hear from Henry Faust or Patrick Hoyt or Wally James or Shane Scheidler or Deb Shafto or Cassandra Thibodeau or, well, I'll get back to you, Venetia. Any of you want to vote?
I voted yes. I mean, no.
Okay. Well, I was going to come back to you after I announced the vote, but okay. But you vote no. Okay. No. I wouldn't do that. So we have one yes and a bunch of no's.
Okay,
I'll count
so
them and put them in the minutes. Okay.
The motion fails. Okay, the next motion.
It's 17 no's.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Okay, the next motion is 9:34, so I'm trying to move it on, you guys.
Thank you.
I move that the KPFT resume in-person meetings. I am sending that to the new chair so that he can do his due diligence to figure out whether or not we are to start meeting, whether we are to start meeting back in person, and if so, where. Okay. Number 9. I move the KP. Yes.
Now that Sandy's on the call, couldn't we go back to Sandy's motion?
I said Teresa.
Sorry.
Thank you. I move that KPFT LSB meetings be announced per the bylaws on KPFT and the announcement succeed what is mandated in the Pacifica bylaws. A record of the time and date of these announcements should be provided to the LSB by the GM or his agent. So that is going to the general manager. I send that to the general manager. That's his call.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I think that we don't need a motion that is saying
I didn't
process. that is part of the bylaw. Why we need a motion that is saying what the bylaw said and what the CPB is asking us to do.
Agreed. That's why I sent it back to the general manager.
It's not that motion.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So that's all of Ted's motions. Sandy, we are now back at your motion because I skipped it because you weren't on the line and I didn't want us to vote on it until you could talk about it. So can you repeat your motion? Because this agenda that I have does not have your motion on it.
Okay. I'm going to read the motion for everybody. And by the way, Venetia, thank you. You're getting real good at this. Maybe you should be chair.
Thank you, Sandy.
Adopted this day and effective at the next regular meeting of our KPFT LSB, the agenda for that meeting and for future meetings will be adopted using a procedure as defined herein. The chair or his / her designee will circulate to all members by email the intended agenda no less than 7 days prior to the date of the LSB meeting. And let me be clear, those are calendar days, even though it's not printed that way. Members will have 5 full calendar days to submit suggestions, edits, or otherwise. The agenda will be finalized and adopted 48 hours prior to the meeting. All motions for consideration at that meeting will have been vetted by committee or task force of the LSB before they are placed on the agenda for a monthly meeting. In case if there are motions of an emergency nature for the LSB to consider, the chair will ask for a vote to add those items. A vote of 2/3 of the board will be required to add said motions. So the reason, if I may motivate, Madam Chair,
it requires a second first.
I second.
Thank you, Ted. The reason I've made this motion is having been on the board for several years, oftentimes we spend a lot of our meeting on things like attendance and agenda approval, and I have to emphasize agenda approval. We need to streamline our meetings. We're facing such severe challenges in the coming year. We're going to need every minute of every meeting to work on defined tasks that I hope to bring to the table, such as fundraising and those directed by the GM to the board or collaboratively discussed and determined. So I'm asking for your vote on this in order that we get through things a little bit quicker and move forward. We're all volunteers. We want to help. Arguing over the agenda maybe is not the most productive thing we can be doing. Thank you.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. He qualified it. Yes. Ted?
This motion violates the CPB open meeting law. It's basically having a meeting via email that is not transparent to our listeners or anyone else who wishes to attend our meetings. If you will allow me, I would like to amend the motion by letting Sandy do exactly what he wants to do, but the feedback would come to the executive committee, the four officers, the president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. Their meetings can be posted. They can be open for people to attend. If they're Zoom, they can still be open meetings. They can be announced and posted on the website. And then we're not in violation of CPB law.
Recording stopped.
We really need an executive committee to help to create and streamline the agenda. I appreciate his intent, but this is a private, not public meeting that he is suggesting. And I think it'll
recording in progress.
I'm done.
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead.
Adriana on the stack.
And Adriana, you have to Nancy.
Yes. And, the problem is, every member has a right to make a motion at the meeting. And this would be in violation of Robert's Rules of Order. I have the old edition, the 11th edition, page 3, line 3. The right to attend meetings, to make motions, to speak in debate, and to vote. Every member of this assembly. So this is violating Robert's Rules of Order, which we are supposed to use when something is not covered by the bylaws, according to our bylaws. I understand, I appreciate he's trying to speed things up, but to limit making motions during a meeting is like suffocating one's, you know, freedom of speech. It's out of order. Thank you.
Am I allowed to say something or somebody else?
Yeah, go ahead. Who was, yeah.
I understood the motion the way it was presented was the proposed agenda was to be circulated for 7 days prior to the meeting. And that was the time during which we could comment on that. I think it would make our meetings more efficient.
Yeah, let's see. That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Adriana?
Go ahead.
Well,
Richard?
First,
Richard, you after Adriana. Go ahead, Adriana.
I understand the idea, but I agree with more than one that said before. This is have nothing to do. We cannot do that. It's like having a meeting that is not a meeting. The idea of the executive committees, we tried that, Ted, before when we were chair, that is expressly prohibited in our bylaws. We cannot have executive committees of any order. And the third thing is we have our standing and special rules and said item for the agenda, the items A said item for the LSB agenda must be sent to the LSB chair no later than 10 days prior to the meeting. New LSB agenda items must be referred by the LSB chair to a committee before discussion by the LSB. Such a referral is subject to the appeal of LSB by any member. Okay. Committee decision, another section talk about committee decision basis and a consensus shall be placed on the agenda. The rules allowing any member to remove an item from consent still apply. If a written report is not submitted to the LSB members at least 3 days before the LSB meeting, no committee motion shall be eligible for the consent agenda. And then posting of the agenda our standing rules said, the LSB chair will post the agenda on the website no later than 7 days prior to the meeting. The LSB chair will send the complete text of all motions by email to all LSB members. Okay? It means we have our standing and a special rule that we are not following doesn't mean that we don't have it. And that will solve all the problems. But yeah, we need to be careful inventing things that are against the bylaw, against the Robert Rule of Orders, against the open meeting by the CPB. I think that if we refer to the special and standing and special rules of the LSB that they are approved since 2012, I believe that we will be better. We don't need to invent the wheel again. Thank you.
Okay, the who was next after Adriana? Somebody said,
Teresa was, I believe.
I don't think it was Teresa, it was somebody else.
Well, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me, okay. Then I'm Sean McCurdy.
Sean Kelly.
Sean, go ahead.
Knowing what the meeting is about is the purpose of an agenda. Rather than make it up as you go along.
Right.
So if the bylaws require a longer period for posting the agenda, then I move an amendment so that the posting, so that the agenda as formulated, in the spirit of Sandy's motion be adjusted so that the agenda can be posted. There's no secret.
Who wanted to speak after him?
Richard.
Okay, Richard, can I speak first and then you go ahead?
Sure.
The problem is, it's not so much trying to tell everybody what's going on or what is going to be on the agenda. It's just that from this 15 months of serving here, you can fit, the problem is I can set the agenda and I can set the agenda 7 days, the proper amount of time that is said in the bylaws. But I'm going to tell you what happens. Today is Wednesday. Starting on Mondays, I have nothing but nonstop back to back calls or emails. Let me change this. Let me change that. Well, you're supposed to do this or you're supposed to do that. That's the spirit of what Sandy's motion is about. So my suggestion is, Sandy, you take this motion back and you work on it some, and you guys can help. We all can help him work on how we gonna get through the agenda, because approving the agenda at the meeting should not take more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's just the point. And that's what he's trying to fix. Mm-hmm. Okay, Richard, I'm sorry. I just didn't want to forget my thought.
No, that's cool. I don't, you know, I've read some of that CPB stuff. I don't think that this has anything to do with CPB. Ted, I disagree with you. You know, that's your opinion. This is my opinion. And that what we got with those two things are two opinions. It doesn't mean anything. I would be willing to vote for this, but if you want to work on it, that's fine. It's not gonna knock out the public or anything like that. If it gets us going quicker with a better, a more efficient agenda process, let's do that. But, let's don't find reasons to pick on this. You know, let's try, because this is the same kind of picky stuff that goes on at the agenda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Lillian?
No, I'm...
Oh, okay. It's just little.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, it's just little. Okay, not hearing anybody else. Call for the question. Bill?
Okay, sorry, I had to unmute. You suggested maybe Sandy take it back. Mm-hmm. Do you want to
But Sandy hasn't said anything, so let's just vote.
Can we move, Madam Chair, can we postpone this till we can work on this before having a big...
Well, that was my suggestion, but Sandy, are you there?
Madam Chair, Sandy just came back on. He had dropped off again, so I just let him back baby. In.
Poor baby. He having a hard time tonight.
Madam Chair, I'm presenting a motion to postpone.
Okay.
To postpone this motion till we have the option to talk all these issues with Sandy.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Is to postpone this motion until the entire board has a chance to discuss this with Sandy. Is there any objection? Any question? Any discussion? Thank you. All those in favor? Well, let me just ask this. Is there any opposition?
No.
Not hearing any opposition. By consensus, we are postponing this motion. Thank you very much. Moving along. The date of the next meeting is January 12th, 2020.
2022.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said 20. 2022. Oh, I took it back a whole year. 2022. Okay. In that meeting, just to remind you that we have to vote on PNB directors at the January meeting. So with that.
Chair Nancy.
Yes.
Bylaws require that nominations be turned in before December 31st ends. So before the New Year's celebration. Thank you.
So did you guys get that? If you're interested in running for PNB director, please make sure you send the new chair, Sandy, your nomination by December 31st.
Chair Nancy?
Yes.
I don't know if it's supposed to be given to the secretary, LSB secretary. In the past, we have done that, or to the chair, or both. Maybe.
Well, just send it
to
both
everybody.
Just send it request, to both.
Request for information.
Yes.
No, send the secretary.
We have two meetings coming up. Can you restate the date of the meeting in 2 weeks or something like that?
The bylaws meeting. Well, now, I'm going to have to talk to Sandy about that because he'll be in charge then. So we will get back to you, say, tomorrow, because that would not be right for me to say that. He is the chair now, so I will talk it over with him. Adriana, what did you have to say? Adriana.
Yes, what I said is that the bylaw mentioned to send the nomination to the secretary. But okay. I think that will be better if, like you said, I mean, we don't need to do this hiding, but we need to be sure that the secretary receive it.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So I would just say the secretary in the chair. That's it. You always need a backup. The whole LSB don't need to be the backup. Okay, with that, can I have a motion to adjourn? We're at 9:53.
Benicia, before we adjourn quickly, Sandy.
Yes, Sandy, go ahead.
How about a week from tonight for our meeting? That'll give everybody ample time to look over these bylaws. And then we can vote on that.
Has everybody agreed to that?
I have a job that pays me $150 an hour. I will not be available next Wednesday. I am available the following Wednesday.
Wednesday is Christmas.
Christmas week, Ted. I'm not.
That's why I'll see it Friday.
And Friday the 17th.
I move next Wednesday. Waiting for a second.
There's conflict. With one member.
Wait a minute. Let me check the Pacifica calendar, please.
Okay, see, this is how we end up eating up time.
Mm-hmm. No, Madam Chair, I agree with what you say, but on the other hand, we need to remember that normally members have PMB committee members. And
oh, no, I know. I just don't have a calendar.
That's why Nancy's saying that he's checking the calendar.
No. I wasn't talking about Nancy.
Oh, okay.
No. I wasn't talking about Nancy.
There's a motion on the floor, y'all.
Okay, but Nancy, what's happening on that Wednesday?
Yeah, it's just the KPFK local station board is meeting. And there's a problem here. I don't know what the program should have been just one time. I don't know. It's a whole bunch.
There's a motion on the floor.
We know. We're just trying to get the date together. We're trying to get the date together.
That is not a thing, y'all.
Okay, Sandy, that date is fine. If that's what you want. And what
is the programming committee?
7 p.m. would be the time. Same as we started.
7 p.m. a week from today, which is, hold on.
The 15th.
Assembly, the 15th
of December.
15th of December.
Delegate. We adjourn.
Does everybody have that? I have that motion to adjourn?
That meeting is to
for the bylaws.
Set the bylaws, to do the bylaws, vote on the bylaws.
Yeah, vote on the bylaws.
Okay, we got 7 days notice.
Madam Chair, secondary question.
Yes, and Teresa, you got your hand up. I'm sorry, but come on, Bill.
Would you like me to post that?
And then we're moving.
Would you like me to post that on the KPFD calendar tonight? So it'll be 7 days notice.
Yes, because a new person did. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And please work in concert with our new secretary.
He knows to do that.
Oh, yes, definitely.
We already discussed. Look, we discussed that when you were having problems.
I have problems.
we were discussing that when you had problems. Okay, yeah. So
a chair,
Teresa,
chair.
You're so patient, Nancy.
I hate to tell you this, but there's a programming committee on next week, Wednesday night at 8 o'clock.
Okay, we'll be through by 8 o'clock, Nancy.
Yeah.
Oh, good. But that's 8 o'clock Eastern time. That means 7 o'clock our time.
You know what? I'm done with this. It's 9:57.
And shut up.
It's and the 29th is open. There's nothing on that day.
No, we're getting this over with.
There's
next
a party.
Week. Okay, you guys. There's a motion to adjourn on the floor by whomever said it.
Egberto, motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Thank you, Egberto. I love y'all. I'm gonna miss being y'all chair, but I'm singing hallelujah.
Thank you, Venetia, and thank you.
All right, bye you guys.
Thank you.
Record.